Waymo recently announced it is expanding to Atlanta and Austin early next year. Now, if you don't know what Waymo is, you probably don't live in San Francisco, where the company's driverless taxis are now everywhere. As NPR's Chloe Veltman reports, they're already taking passengers to both physical and psychological places.
Dan Avadikian is curious about driverless cars.
It seemed really cool and futuristic and, yeah, something that I might look forward to as somebody who is definitely a bit of a geek.
The 37-year-old San Francisco-based music educator let NPR tag along for his very first ride in a Waymo.
We are ready.
For any questions, press the call support button to speak with a rider support agent.
It's a mostly uneventful ride, but at one point, the robo-taxi does something unexpected.
It falsely signaled a turn.
Avadikian says human drivers often do things like this, make choices that don't seem to make sense right away.
And like, big whoop, it's the kind of thing I do all the time. I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to go that way.
But it's not what he expects from a robot.
Because a robot should be perfect, right?
When we talk about autonomous vehicles, the purported benefit is that it is a better driver than we are.
Nidhi Kalra is a senior information scientist with the global policy think tank RAND Corporation, who studies driverless cars. She says it's the driverless car companies themselves that set the public's high expectations.
Their claim is this is going to be an extraordinary experience. This is going to be safe. This is going to be easy.
Take Waymo's advertising campaigns.
The Waymo driver will take care of you and keep you safe from point A to point B, whether it's your first ride or your 100th one.
Driverless cars do seem to be safer in some situations. That's what current research from the University of Central Florida says. But the research also shows there's not enough data to really know. And Waymo is trying to strike a tricky balance between the image of seamless machine performance that they project and a friendly and familiar experience that earns the public's trust. Ryan Powell is Waymo's head of design and customer research.
There are a lot of things that we do that are very human-like.
There's Waymo's careful negotiations at intersections.
We might nudge a little bit forward as a way to signal to the other drivers or to the pedestrians that we're about ready to take that turn.
And the warm, safety-conscious voice.
You're here. Please make sure it's clear before exiting.
That disembodied voice can be unsettling, though. Amy Kurzweil has taken Waymos a couple of times in San Francisco.
How friendly it sounds, but it's got this kind of inhuman friendliness.
The New Yorker cartoonist and author's work explores human-machine relationships. Kurzweil says these cars feel human but not quite in other ways too, like how the steering wheel spins without anyone sitting behind it.
That's triggering our nightmare sense that there should be somebody there and there isn't.
This ghostly echo of the human driver who isn't there taps into people's deep-seated fears about machines possessing a kind of human consciousness.
Because we're often slotting robots into human jobs and human roles, we have this little background nightmare of them as actually having human agency, which they don't have. And there is something about the driverless car that is a really good symbol for that anxiety, I think.
Kurzweil traces the anxiety back to a 1920 play by Czech writer Karel Čapek. It tells of a deadly uprising of artificial human-like beings who were created by humans to do their grunt work. And these types of stories keep playing out in our culture. From the awe-inspiring replicants in the 1982 movie Blade Runner.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
To last year's horror film Megan about a scary AI doll.
You could be building emotional connections with this doll that are too hard to untangle.
So, Kurzweil says there's a fair bit of subconscious baggage that comes with riding in a driverless car, at least until we all get used to them. She actually wonders if doing away with the elements we associate with having a human chauffeur might paradoxically make riders feel more comfortable.
If the machine didn't have a driver's seat and it didn't have a steering wheel, it would be less uncanny.
Waymo says it would like to get rid of these things too someday, but the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration still requires them, for now. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.